It's time for high school basketball on K98.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood-Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Craigard Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling. Now, let's go down to the hardwood and the call of the game with Brian Mays.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it's the nightcap of a Newark Holiday Classic on this Friday evening as the Wildcats on the boys' side play the Toledo Start Spartans. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, and again, happy holidays to all of you. The Cats come in with a record of 6-1, winning six straight, and getting three victories last week. Tuesday at Canal Winchester, 64-37. Friday at Pitt Central, 58-53. And then the big one Sunday at Capitol over three-time defending state champs, Richmond Heights, 41-36. What a job they did in that game, especially on the boards. Out-rebounding Heights, 36-16. Spartans only shot 28% and scoring droughts three times of at least 3 to 6 minutes, and the Cats were just able to control that game from a possession-to-possession standpoint and get their sixth victory in seven tries. The Spartans come in with a record of 4-2. They last played on December 17th. They lost to Toledo St. Francis DeSales, 51-43. They come in averaging just a little over 16.5 points per game and are giving up 47. Up next, we'll hear from Newark head coach Jeff Quackenbush as you're listening to the pregame show of Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team, and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero-Turn Mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
It's high school basketball on K98.7, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
Well, Coach, what a really positive week last week. You get three wins basically on the road, two in the conference, and then the neutral win over Richmond Heights. Real good start to what you want to accomplish before the end of the year.
Yeah, and doing that while getting Braylon back in the mix. If you would have told us that we'd be 6-1 with Braylon in a boot for the preseason and all that, we would have taken it. But kids are getting better. You could tell they were a little tired. Hopefully we're a little fresher today.
It was a rock fight on Sunday, but you made them play your game, and I thought Coach Carrill would look down and been real proud of a couple backdoor plays in that first half, and you could see them getting frustrated with what they had to work on defense.
Yeah, I thought we made them move the ball more than they wanted. They like to play a lot of ice, so similar to what we're going to see tonight. And we just need to start making some jumpers, and our kids need to play with some confidence and get ready to shoot. As you run better offense through the season, those shots will go in. So looking forward to tonight.
20-plus rebounding margin again, and I think there were a couple times the ball hit the floor because that's how good of a box out you guys did. Now, this is just maybe a guy not sure of what he's asking, but it seemed like with the three-point shots you knew they were going to take, that you backed up a little bit from the rim to maybe have those longer rebounds?
I don't know about that, but normally we were guarding five guys on the perimeter,
yeah.
So you're already out there. Which is really hard to rebound those. We knew they shot about 30 threes a game, which I've never coached against a team that's done that, and they shot 30 then. I mean, it's more of not a box out, but you just have to have a want to and go get the ball.
And Kalen and Austin, again, making the little plays, Winbush getting out on transition for some buskets, and Rose, when he's gotten the ball to take a shot, he's going to make it. I thought they played a great game.
I did too, and I thought they both really finished around. Austin finished two tough ones through someone, which were big baskets in a low-scoring game. But they're playing like seniors, and they're leading like seniors, and they're competing.
Braylon, Ty, and Brooks all can run the point for you. I mean, is it nice to have a three-headed monster like that, especially when you're facing pressure defense as you did late in that game?
Yes, and as the season goes on, all three of them will need to bring the ball up. And if you remember last year, a lot of times we were struggling to get the ball up the floor. We started stealing, everybody get out of the way. So you got to pick a match up and scout that out a little bit. But, yes, we can use all three of them, no doubt.
In this game tonight, again, you're taking on a ball club, just six games, and they've been off for a bit while. And I think their last game was a loss to Delphi St. John's. But what do you know about this ball club?
Well, they're 4-2. Got two brothers, Jefferson, I believe is their last name, that both can really score. Both average around 15 points a game. And then they have some guys on the perimeter that can shoot. So it'll be a tall task tonight. They're a good basketball team, and we'll have to show up and compete.
Off subject a little bit, but we had Coach Waters at halftime of the girls' game. We're going to finish that topic tonight. Again, two coaches in 50-plus years of this program. Stability you don't see a lot in high school athletics, but you learned from him as a player. You've gotten your own style here. But what has that meant, I think, for the consecutive strength of this program over, again, five decades?
Well, I think the one thing that doesn't change is just your core values on how you run the program, that kids are going to show up on time. They're going to act right. It's not about each individual player. It's about the team. The offenses and defenses, those things come and go as the game changes, but it's the way he taught us to run an actual program from during the season, in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, and the commitment that it takes. And you're right, you don't see a lot of coaches even coaching as long as both of us did. And as he taught me a long time ago, you got to be crazy to coach, and he was right.
He wanted to give you credit for the win over Nate Wilborn. I said it was all him.
I'm still saying I tipped that shot at the end of the game. They didn't believe me right after the game, and they still don't believe me.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
You wouldn't let your kid play basketball with worn-out sneakers, would you? So why let them drive with worn-out tires? Hi, I'm Dan Tekin, owner of Prager Tire and Service. Just like good shoes keep your kids steady on the court, good tires keep their car steady on the road. Call us today at 740-467-3189 and let's make your baller's safety a slam dunk. And good luck to all of our area teams. Prager Tire and Service, we're no longer just tires.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for battery.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes, got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Fink's. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Fink's has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Binks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at BinksQualityAutos.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
It's the real sale during Happy Honda Days at John Hinderer Honda. Lease a 2025 Honda Accord LX sedan for only $249 a month. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath, or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
36-month lease with approved credit. $24.95 due at signing. Includes tax, title, and fees. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Find peace of mind at Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Whether you need short-term care for a few days or a place to call home, our compassionate staff is here to help. We're family-owned and feel like it, with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, and delicious meals. Plus, we're one of the only facilities in Pataskala offering ventilator care and accept short and long-term VA insurance. Visit PataskalaOaks.com today. Pataskala Oaks Care Center, restoring independence and revitalizing lives.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
We are underway at the Jimmy. Just 30 seconds in, scoreless between Toledo Start and the Newark Wildcats. We'll give you the starting lineups here in just a minute. Start has the basketball right now, and their shot is up and no good, and the rebound by Jade Quackenbush. It's Quackenbush, Tyron Brooks, Ty Gilbert, Austin Rose, and making his first start of the season is senior Braylon Morris, who had 10 points on Sunday. He's good enough now to get in the starting lineup, feeling much better, of course, missing the first few games with the leg injury. Up top it goes to Brooks, now gives it off to Quackenbush. Start and Newark both in man-to-man defense. Rose has it outside the arc, swings it to Morris. Morris takes it to the foul circle. Here's Brooks on the left wing. And they'll swing it around to Quackenbush on the right wing. We're still scoreless. Morris tries to change that, and his three-pointer goes in and out. And the rebound by Start, and they're going to get Austin Rose for a foul. That'll be his first and the team's first, so we remain scoreless. The starting lineup for Toledo Start is Josiah Jefferson, along with his brother Ja'Kai Jefferson, Preston Edwards, Connor Mikey, and Caden McGolick. So it's scoreless, 6:20 in, first quarter. That's Josiah Jefferson. He'll swing it up to Caden McGolick. Left wing it goes Ja'Kai Jefferson. And he'll reset. Under six to play. We're still scoreless. Quackenbush knocks it away. Turnover. Here come the Cats. Morris across the timeline. Braylon on the left wing. And it's going to be a steal. And taking it all the way in, that will be Preston Edwards for the first points of the game. 2-0 start at 5:50 first quarter. Morris has it on the right wing. Gilbert has it. Left wing it goes to Brooks. Back up top, Gilbert. Ty trying to get some space, can't do it, and he'll hand it off to Morris, back up top to Brooks. Left wing, Quackenbush. Brooks has it. He'll take it into the paint, fire up the runner, good. Brooks had a solid game against Richmond Heights on Sunday. Great passing, great defense, couple of big assists. Tied at 2, 5:15, first quarter. Cats 6-1, Start 4-2. Ja'Kai Jefferson, they'll swing it around. Bring it back up top. That's to Connor Mikey. Josiah Jefferson. Now taking into the paint is Edwards. Hang shoots, no good. Gilbert gets the rebound for the Cats. Have out-rebounded every opponent since the week one deal with the Griffins of Akron Buchtel. Other than that, they have controlled the glass. Tied at 2. Quackenbush up top, Rose. Swings it to Brooks. Jumper. Swish. Ty Braun off to a good start. 4-2 Cats at 4.5 opening stanza. With the ball across the midcourt, Ja'Kai Jefferson gives it off to his brother Josiah. Inside it goes. They'll bring it back up. Ja'Kai thought about the three, but Gilbert's there to meet him, and they'll have to reset. Jefferson spins in the paint. Runner off the glass, and it will hold. So Jefferson ties it at 4. Here's Gilbert. Lobs it inside to Rose. Nice head fake. His shot blocked. Rose gets it back. Swings it wrapped around. Gilbert a 3 on the corner. Switch. Ty Gilbert, who's been shooting lights out, nails a tray in the right corner, and it's 7-4 Newark. 3:40 first quarter. Cats did not shoot particularly well on Sunday, but did enough to get that 5-point win. Turnaround in the paint is no good by Start. Brooks gets the rebound. Cats hope to extend the lead here. Currently it's 7-4. Gilbert up top to Quackenbush. He made a couple of big foul shots Sunday to put the game away. And looks like we're going to have a moving screen. And that's going to be on Austin. So he picks up 2 quick fouls. He will go to the bench. Winbush and Peterson check in for the Cats. Morris and Rose will sit. Colton Peterson and Kalen Winbush both doing the little things on Sunday as well. Shot is off the glass, no good. Quackenbush, another rebound. Cats again getting it done on the boards. No second chances right now for Start. Peterson looks inside. Winbush layup, good. Good ball movement with the press. Peterson, you can almost start calling him instant offense. He touches the ball, he's looking to score. 9-4, Cats with a 7-zip run here. And a near steal, but Start does keep it. They're looking inside. And a reverse layup does not go. Rebound Quackenbush off to Brooks. Brooks always keeps his head up front looking for something to happen. Gives it off to Peterson. They'll swing it to Gilbert. 2:27, quick moving first quarter, 9-4, Cats lead it. Gilbert, can he launch another 3? This one's no good, but Quackenbush gets the offensive rebound. Now Peterson, top of the key, over to Brooks, left wing. Back to Peterson, now Gilbert. Right wing, Quackenbush. Up top, Gilbert. Gilbert looking inside, nothing there at the moment, so he'll swing it back up top to Jake. Now to Peterson, Quackenbush gets it back, top of the key. He takes it to the paint, swings it around. Gilbert, he'll try a 3. No good. Quackenbush, another offensive rebound. Now he puts up a little runner, no good. Winbush battles, but the ball does come to Start, and now they're looking to push. Cats are back. There's no numbers. That does not stop, though, for Toledo's Start. Number 23, Ja'Kai Jefferson. He gets 2, and it's 9-6. Minute 35 left. Not a lot of stoppages so far in this first quarter. Brooks, cut off, loose ball, he's able to retrieve it. And again, a tip ball, this one Start does get, and now they do have numbers. It is 3-on-1, Edwards takes it in, offensive foul. 1:15 left first quarter, 9-6, Cats lead. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Under a minute to play, 9-6. Newark retains the 3-point lead, and they have the basketball. Quackenbush over to Gilbert. Gilbert out front. Right wing, it goes to Morris, who's checked back in. He's replaced Brooks. Peterson, left baseline, cut off. 35 seconds left. Peterson now to a cutting Gilbert. Trying to find somebody inside. No one's there. Out it goes to Peterson. Right baseline. And ball is knocked away, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats at 29 seconds. 9-6, Newark by 3. Gilbert will inbound underneath the Cats basket. He gets the basketball. Outlet to Quackenbush. Back to Gilbert. 3, got it. Tie not bashful. 2 of 4 from behind the arc, and the lead doubles up at 12-6 with 17 seconds to play, first quarter. And looks like we've got a carry on Toledo's start from Pierre McDonald, who's just checked in. So the Cats at 13.6 probably will play for the last shot here. Gilbert gets it in the backcourt. Ty brings it across the timeline. Down to 7 seconds. Morris checked back in. Quackenbush a 3. No good. And let's see what the call is. Fighting through the screen. Yep. Fighting through the screen is Anthony Jeffries, his first, team first. Side out for the Cats in front of Stark's bench. Gilbert looking to get it in. Does to Morris. He'll launch a 3. Short. Quack tips it. No good. Let's see if they get him for over the back. And they do. 2/10 of a second left, so nothing that the Spartans can do at this point. And they will just look to inbound it. And that will conclude this first quarter. 12-6, Newark by 6. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Car Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.
12-6, Newark leads it at the Newark Holiday Classic. After one quarter, Ty Gilbert, 6 points, leads the way. 4 points for Tybron Brooks and 2 points for Colton Peterson. Bodie Smith has checked in to start this second quarter. Smith, Brooks, Peterson, Morris, and Winbush for the Cats. Newark will get the ball to start quarter number two. And a little bit of a delay, but now we're set. Brooks gets it in the backcourt, and he'll set things up. Bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Smith. Bodie, top of the key. Left wing, Morris. He fires the 3. Got it. Good-looking stroke, as always, from Braylon. His first points of the night, and it's 15-6, Newark by 9 at 7:37 remaining in this second quarter. Stark gets the ball into the paint. Shot is no good. Morris gets the rebound. Cats looking to push a little bit here. Braylon across the timeline, takes it to the right baseline, resets it to Brooks. Near turnover, but Tybron was able to save it. Now Bodie Smith has it on the left wing outside the arc to Winbush, top of the key. Right wing it goes Morris. Brothing gets a screen, can't do anything with it. Now to Brooks. Winbush has it, top of the key. Kalen swings it to Morris. Can he hit 2 threes in a row? That one looked good, but it falls off. And the rebound by Start. Spartans trying to push, but as usual, the Cats are back on defense. 15-6, Newark leads it by 9. Second straight game that Newark has played a Spartan opponent. They were able to beat Richmond Heights Sunday. See if they can do the same tonight against Stark, who calls a timeout, so we'll take one as well. It's 6:54, second quarter. 15-6, Newark. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
After the timeout by Start, they have the basketball, and we'll have a jump ball, and it'll stay with the Spartans. Yet to score in this second quarter, about a minute and a half in. Newark up 15-6. And it goes to Anthony Jeffries. He'll give it off to Ja'Kai Jefferson. Jefferson with Winbush on him. Kalen, just a great defender. Makes you work for anything you want to get. Nothing easy. Orion Porter's shot is no good. Strong rebound by Brooks. And again, one and done. Here come the Cats up by nine at 15-6. Brooks dribbles out of a double team. Swings it to Quackenbush. Out near the Newark logo at half court. Morris with it to Peterson. Colton to Winbush. Right wing outside the arc. Peterson cuts inside. His shot is rejected. And the rebound by the Spartans. Strong block that time by Jordan Wellis. Wholesale substitutions here for the Spartans. Shot is on the way. No good by Ja'Kai Jefferson. Rebound Morris. Braylon across half court, but he loses the ball. Quackenbush deflects the pass, but it still goes to the Spartans trying to push. But there's Newark, and they'll have to reset. Three on the way, no good. Rebound Peterson. That could have been an easy fast break opportunity, but Quackenbush deflecting that initial pass just changed everything, and now Newark has the ball up by 9, 15-6 with 5:15 to go, second quarter. Winbush swings at Morris. Baseline, Quack, three, short. Jake gets his own rebound. That's his third offensive rebound in this first half. Off to Morris, now to Brooks, and they'll reset. Here's Quackenbush at the foul line. Shot no good. Rebound, though, Peterson, another offensive rebound. Oh, the Cats are doing a great job on the glass. Offensively and defensively. Morris swings it to Brooks. He'll try three. That one's no good. Peterson, offensive rebound. Teams do not like having to play this much defense, I guarantee you that. Peterson swings it to Brooks. He'll take it into the paint. Haynes shoots, score. What a great possession. Outstanding possession. Three offensive rebounds leads to 2 points, and now a double-digit lead at 17-6. That's Newark basketball right there, ladies and gentlemen. Shot is up and good for the Spartans, and making that little runner, Jordan Wellis, his first two. And it's now 17-8, Newark by nine. Winbush at the foul circle. Peterson gets it, but he's unable to handle the pass, turnover, and it'll go back to the Spartans. Gilbert in, Morris will sit, making his first appearance is Alex Irvin Royster. He'll come in, and Winbush will sit as well. 17-8, Newark leads it. Earlier today, the Newark girls basketball team in the Holiday Classic took care of Lakewood 65-35. After being down by one at halftime, they just exploded in the second half to get the 30-point victory to move to 7-1 on the season. They'll play in the championship game tomorrow against Perrysburg here at the Jimmy, and that tip-off is scheduled for 12:30. Gilbert with a steal for the Cats, and now Ty looking to push across the timeline. Three on three, Gilbert hangs, shoots, scores. That was not an easy shot, but Gilbert makes it. He's got eight, and it's 19-8. Cats again by 11. 3.5 remains before the break. Spartans with the basketball, trying to make something happen. Josiah Jefferson, he's got 2 points. Swings it over to Edwards, puts it off the glass, no good. Quackenbush controlling the glass, offensively and defensively. Gives it off to Brooks, across the timeline. Brooks takes it into the paint. No one picks it up, so he'll lay it up. Oh, it falls off the iron. I'm not sure how that happened. Boy, that looked good, but the rebound to the Spartans, trailing by 11. And a nice pass inside. The shot is good by Connor Michael, and it's 19-10. Newark by 9. 2:45 remains in the second quarter. Here's Brooks, takes it baseline, cut off. Over to Royster. Back to Brooks. Way out front it goes to Gilbert. Peterson. Left wing, Quackenbush. Up top, Royster. Brooks has it on the right. Out front, Quackenbush. Gilbert thought about the three. Back up top, Quackenbush. Takes it to the elbow. The little runner, good. Jade's first two. Good for him to see that go through the hoop, and it's 21-10. Newark by 11. 2 minutes and 5 seconds left to play in this second quarter. Jefferson to Jefferson. And putting it up, no good. And they're going to call a block on Quackenbush. I thought Jake was there, and so does Pop. I really thought he had supplanted himself in the paint. Not a great call. But it is Jake's second first team in this second quarter. At a minute 58, the Spartans yet to commit a foul. That's one reason this game is moving along at a pretty good pace right now. Foul shot by Josiah Jefferson is good. That's his first point. The earlier boys game tonight, Maslin Washington took care of Olentangy Berlin by 20. So the Tigers will play the winner of this ball game tomorrow afternoon here at the Jimmy at 3:30. And Berlin will play the loser at 2 p.m. Second foul shot no good. Rebound again by Brooks. 21-11. Cats by 10. Gilbert. Ty looking inside. No one there. Now to Bodie Smith. Back to Brooks. Cats will reset with Royster, top of the key. Left wing, Peterson. Driving baseline. Nothing there. Royster up top. Gilbert now to Brooks. 21-11. Newark by 10. Brooks, top of the key. Takes it into the paint. Peterson open for three. Off the mark, and the rebound will go out of bounds. Spartan basketball. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays at Gary Walters Court, who we'll hear from at halftime, the Hall of Famer. And the Cats moving ahead. Colton Peterson gets behind the defense and gets his fourth point. And it's 23-11, 1 minute to play, second quarter. Spartans looking inside. See who we call the foul on. It's going to be on Brooks. It'll be his first, team foul number two. Peterson will take a break. Morris comes back in. Baseline out of bounds for the Spartans, down by 12. Still looking to get it in. They finally do. Shot is up and good. Nice shot that time for Preston Edwards. He's now got four in the lead at 10, 23-13. Smith still in the backcourt with Brooks. Now Smith gets it across to Gilbert. Ty thought about the three. Looks inside to Royster. Quickly double-teamed. In some trouble. And now they'll set it back up to Brooks to Morris. 35 seconds. Smith. Braylon out near half court. Braylon now with his dribble. Facing a double team. Swings it to Gilbert. Still near half court. Now back to Braylon. Left side it goes Gilbert. 17 seconds. Ty keeps his dribble. Still out near half court. Down to 10. Ty takes it to the right elbow. Double team, swings it. Morris open for a three. Shot is good, but they're going to say Gilbert committed the offensive foul before it happened. And that'll be Ty's first, team third, and we are at 5.3. Spartans inbound it. And here comes Ja'Kai Jefferson with two, with one. Puts up the runner. Nope, offensive foul. And that's the way the half will come to an end. 23-13, the Cats up by 10. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hey, basketball fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero-Turn Mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock's dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 62 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they will find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
It's the real sale during Happy Honda Days at John Hinderer Honda. Buy any new 2025 Honda and get 0% financing for 60 months. John Hinderer Honda, Route 79 in Heath or HindererHonda.com. Open Sundays.
With approved credit, in stock only, Kate Kavine offers. See dealer for details.
It's a great feeling doing business with John Hinderer Honda.
Sometimes we need extra health care help, but Tascola Oaks Care Center is here for you and your loved ones, offering respite short-term care and extended stays. They're family-owned with furnished rooms, social activities, medication management, physical, occupational, and speech therapy available, and a dedicated, compassionate staff. Plus, they're respiratory care experts, too. VA insurance accepted, even for long-term care. Visit PataskalaOaks.com or stop by for a tour. Pataskala Oaks Care Center. Breathe easier.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Halftime here at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. Wildcats lead the Spartans 23-13 after leading by 6 after the first quarter, 12-6. 8 points, Ty Gilbert leads the way. 6 points by Tybron Brooks. 4 for Colton Peterson. 3 Braylon Morris. And 2 for Jake Quackenbush. So the Cats, 10-point lead at the break. And earlier in the girls' game, we got to hear from Hall of Fame head coach Gary Walters. And we'll continue that interview right now.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm very excited to be joined by a living legend of Newark High School basketball, Hall of Fame coach Gary Walters. You never were comfortable, or you didn't let the players feel that confident about what they have achieved. We can always get a little bit more and always want a little bit more, and I think that's why there was that success.
Well, you know, if you look at the banners at the end of the gym in terms of league championships, district championships, and of course, 4 state championships, we get everybody's best shot.
Yep.
And if you don't have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder saying, hey, we're going to get their best shot, I don't care what their record is, we better get ready to rock and roll. And I think for the most part, we do that. And Quack's teams certainly do that, because if you don't, you're going to get beat. Anybody can beat you. The parity in basketball being what it is. But I would agree with your assessment there, a little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
Have you been surprised at all from Coach and what he's been able to achieve? And maybe I'll rewind that and say, did you see something of him as even a player where you thought he might be able to be a coach one day?
Absolutely. I also had him in class as an AP history student. His father was a supervisor at the Newark Air Force Station, was very intelligent and was a good supervisor. He always loved basketball. That was the first thing. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be a Division I player, and he grew to be 6'8". And he's a three-year starter at St. Bonaventure, academic all-league. Yes, there was no doubt. He understood the game. He had great communication skills. Academically, he was strong. He was smart. His greatest attribute, I think, is ability with people. He's a good people person, and kids enjoy playing for him. Now, he's hard, you know, but that's part of the deal. I mean, that's why we're, I think, successful. We've always had people that were able to control the program, and yeah. Jeff certainly is doing that to a very high degree.
Yeah, I mean, you see the players, and we had Bodie Smith on with us in the fall, and he said, well, we only have 200 plays to learn from coach when we get ready to start the season. And he said he works us, but he knows, I know I'm going to be a better player from the practices Monday through Thursday for game time on Friday. And I'm sure that's something he got when he was in the program and how you'd, drilled. And this is what we do Monday through Thursday to get ready for Friday night.
And prior to that, the preseason conditioning is rugged.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to go through that. So you have kids that really want to play by the time they get through that. Sometimes games are easier than practices. I experienced that as a player. And I certainly, that's not my primary intention. It's just you've got to get your kids. Number one, time we go out, somebody said, how do you think you're going to do tonight, coach? I said, number one is to play hard and hopefully play well. But number one is playing hard, and the only way you play hard is if you practice hard. That becomes an attitude.
Hall of Fame, the court is named in your honor. I know you're not about the honors, and your speech, even at the Hall of Fame, was thanking everybody but yourself. But as you look back, I mean, it's a legacy you created, and the players believing and trusting in you are the reasons you are a Hall of Fame coach, and the floor is named in your behalf.
Well, the legacy extends far beyond me. I mean, Max Douglas, Red Orr, Dick Shank, Jim Allen were all great coaches. And I'm just part of it. Frankly, it's a little bit embarrassing because there are so many people that are just as deserving. And that you certainly, I don't want to reject that. But, yeah, I'm honored to have that happen. And I was when that took place. But it's just even greater is the opportunity to coach young people in Newark and continue a successful basketball program as we move into the 21st century.
As we wrap up, and again, I appreciate your time, and we've probably already answered this question, but if you could do one word or will allow a phrase about Newark basketball, it would be?
Consistently good.
I like it.
You know, you're going to have a year where you might be off a little bit, but over the year, we wouldn't have won the percentage of games that we won. And I don't know what if it's in the water or what it is, but other towns are just as big as us. We do pretty well against the city over there and always have, or we wouldn't have, I don't know how many districts we've won right now, but it's more than anybody else. There are certain schools in Columbus that never won one.
Right.
And that's the tradition. The tradition that exists in Newark is not equaled, I don't think, very many places. We're the third winningest program in Ohio, behind Camp McKinley and behind Archbold. So, but that tradition means something. When they come to Newark, they know they're going to have a strong opponent, and they need to get ready. And hopefully we're able to meet the challenge.
Mostly every night, the challenge is met and then some. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Brian.
You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
It's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Lickey Memorial Health Systems.
Getting ready to start the third quarter here in Newark. Wildcats leading by a score of 23-13 over Toledo Start. Couple of the halftime numbers. Newark shooting 45% from the floor at 10 of 22. Toledo Start 6 of 15, 40%. Rebounding, Cats 16-5 on the glass. Controlling the rebounding as they did Sunday against Richmond Heights. Only thing, a little bit of a concern, 4 turnovers for the Spartans. The Cats have doubled that plus 1, 9 turnovers in that first half. Hopefully that can get cleaned up. But a 10-point lead, and they start with the basketball in this third quarter, going left to right. Brooks, Quackenbush, Rose, Peterson, and Gilbert to start this second half for Newark. Rose to Quackenbush on the right wing. Quackenbush takes it baseline, swings it back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert over to Rose, way out front. Quackenbush, a three, swish. He missed a three warming up right before we started the third quarter. It was a bad miss. He wanted one more shot and drained it, and that one looked just as pure, and it's 26-13. Quackenbush with five. Spartans trying to get something going. Push off, no call. They'll now launch a three on the way. It's around, no good. Gilbert battles, out of bounds, should be Cats basketball, and it is. Ty had two Spartans around him. He threw it off of one. Smart play. Cats have the basketball up by 13. And the Spartans now looking to do a little bit of full court press, and this is where you love having the multiple ball handlers that we talked about in the pregame with Quack that can be able to handle it. Brooks will get the chance here. He's still in the backcourt. Will bring it across into the front court to Colton Peterson. Now Quackenbush to Rose. Left wing it goes Brooks. Looking inside, Quackenbush, left baseline, swings at Peterson. He'll take it into the paint. Hang, shoot, no good. What do we got? I think we got a foul on the arm, maybe, of the Spartans while Peterson was shooting. Yep, that's going to be the call. So Colton at the line. Had 4 points in the first half off the bench. Did start half number two here. Really has upped his offensive game to start this season. I'm sure a lot of scouting reports did not see him as an offensive threat, but that will change the second half of the year as he continues to pile up the points. He's got five, and it's 27-13, Newark by 14. Peterson lines up foul shot number two, around and good. So he's got six, and the Cats starting to expand this lead at 28-13. Rose with a steal. Great job, Austin Rose. Brings it across the timeline. Lobs it to Peterson. Now to Gilbert, no reset. Just another senior play by Austin Rose. Does everything coach asks him to do. Gilbert spins, facing a double team. Nice cut, Brooks. Off the glass, no good. And what do we got? We're going to have a push on the Spartans hitting Quackenbush, who was going hard to the offensive glass. So that'll be their second team foul. Or are they going to say, they're going to say it was on the shot by Brooks. So that was a late whistle. But Newark will say, thank you, we'll take it. That whistle came way after Brooks took the shot. But nevertheless, he's at the line for two. He hits the first one. And it's 29-13, Newark. Brooks ready for foul shot number two. And that one tickles the twine. He's got eight. tied with Gilbert for top score. 30-13, Newark now by 17 points. Spartans trying to get anything going offensively, and they just can't. Ja'Kai Jefferson, a forced three around no good. They do get the rebound inside. They will launch another three. Short. Rose one-handed board. And going to have a foul on Toledo's start. Rose grabbed that one with one arm. The Ohio State baseball signee. Great leader on this ball club. And he plays with an edge, which you got to have, too. Spartans with the full court on the inbound play. And it goes to Rose, back to Quackenbush, now to Gilbert. Ty all nifty dribbling through three defenders. Swings it over to Peterson. Colton takes it in, hard off the glass, no good. Gets his rebound, shot is blocked, and the Spartans will come out. One on two. Ja'Shai Jefferson swings it inside, and we're going to have a foul on Rose, but he prevented an easy layup. That's a good foul. The only bad part about it is it's Austin's third. See if Coach keeps him in or does a substitution here. That's the first team foul in this third quarter. Looks like Winbush will come in for Austin on the next stoppage of play. Edwards gets it. Back up to Ja'Kai Jefferson, spins away. Edwards launches a three, way short. And what do we got now inside? Got a hold on somebody. Hold is on Ty Gilbert. It'll be his second. So Morris in, along with Winbush, Brooks, and Rose will take a seat. Baseline out of bounds for the Spartans. Still yet to score. Looking inside. Edwards puts it up. Nothing there. Winbush a good rebound for Newark. 30-13. Peterson across the timeline. Now to Quackenbush to Gilbert. 5-10 third quarter. Quackenbush looking to post up. Swings it. Peterson was open. He'll give it to Gilbert for a three. Off the iron. No good. And the rebound by the Spartans. Cats led by 10 at halftime. The lead has expanded to 17 as the Spartans still have not scored. And we're 3 minutes and 10 seconds in. Quarter number 3. Morris, little weave action, gives it off to Gilbert, left wing. Back up top, Braylon swings it, Quackenbush takes it into the paint. Good ball movement. Peterson baseline shot. Nope. Rebound out of bounds. Who will go to? Toledo start. 4:33 remains third quarter. Cats up by 17 as the Spartans inbound the basketball here. Trying to get something going. We got a man ahead of the pack. The shot, though, no good. And the rebound by Morris. Probably could have taken that in for the layup, but he decided to try a 12-footer, and it was no good. Cats across the timeline. Quackenbush, Winbush, Morris, right wing. Swings it to Peterson, top of the key. Here's Winbush, right wing. Looking inside, Peterson, nice cut. He'll swing it to Gilbert, ties three, no good. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Newark. We'll take a break, 4:01, Cats up 30-13. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball. Presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
While we were away, Jade Quackenbush had a shot inside, missed it, but got his own offensive rebound, and that one was good. So Newark now leads 32-13. And the Spartans have missed a shot, so they are still scoreless in this third quarter. And 3:25 remains of it. Cats were up by 10 at the break. They've expanded that lead by 9 to 19 now. Morris, right wing, hands it off to Gilbert. Gilbert spins in the lane, swings it to Quackenbush, but they're going to say Ty traveled. So back to the Spartans at 3:10. Again, the winner of this game will play the Massillon-Washington Tigers tomorrow at 3:30. Loser of this game will play Olentangy Berlin at 2. 32-13, Newark in control. Winbush hounding his player at half court, and he forces it over and back. Ho-ho! Great defense by Winbush once again. You don't play if you don't play defense here at Newark, and Winbush is one of the best. And he's upped his offensive game this year, too. Just a great job defensively right there by Jalen Winbush. Cats get the basketball back. Brooks has it. He'll take it hard to the rack. No call, even though he was sandwiched in between two Spartans. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats at 2:49 third quarter. 32-13 Newark in control. Lob into Quackenbush. Jake in the paint. Haynes loses the lefty shot. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to line for the two. And you're starting to see the frustration on the Spartans. And you see this with the opponents a lot. They have to work hard on defense. They can't get the easy shots on offense. It messes with you mentally as much as it does physically. First foul shot by Quackenbush is good. So Jake now has got 8 points as well. So you've got three players with eight. And now Quackenbush leads with nine. And the lead to 21. 34-13. Spartans putting in five players. Guess who just made a steal? Caitlin Winbush. Layup good. That is two back-to-back great defensive plays. Forcing it over and back, then a pickpocket, takes it in, and the Cats in control up by 23. Spartans still have not scored in this third quarter. And, oh, they're going to call a foul on Braylon going over the back. Near steal right there. Cats are feeling it right now. Bodie Smith will check in, and Jake will take a seat. Good quarter for Quackenbush. He's got seven. Side out for the Spartans in the front court, and they'll reset. Looking for any offensive spark right now, because there is none. And they'll swing it. And, again, just trying to get a shot up is difficult to do. They're double-teamed. Ja'Kai Jefferson finally does, and he will go to the line. The foul on Braylon. Second personal foul, team foul number four, and Josiah Jefferson will go to the line. He's got 3 points, of course, all that in the first half since they've not scored yet. Foul shot on the way. That finally gets the first point for them in this third quarter at 1 minute, 57 seconds remaining. That's how you would span the lead. Jefferson now with four. Looking to convert the second foul shot as well. And it is. Good. He's got five. And it's 36-15. Cats want to finish this quarter strong. Brooks over to Winbush. Across the timeline to Morris. Morris back up top to Brooks. Swings it to Smith. And ball on the floor. Winbush battling for it. They're still battling for it. They're letting them play. Finally, jump ball is called. Alternate possession will go over to the Spartans at 1:36, third quarter. So with a change of possession, really that's the first turnover for the Cats in this third quarter after having nine in the first half. Much better job handling the basketball. And a block is called on Royster. Might have been too far underneath the basket. So back to the line will be Josiah Jefferson, where he just made two. 3 of 4 from the line so far this evening. First one is good. So he's up to 6 points and the lead at 20. 36-16, 90 seconds to play, third quarter. Brian Mays with you here on Kate 98.7, the Newark Holiday Classic. Game two of our doubleheader, the girls winning game one, 65-35 over Lakewood. Shot is no good by Toledo Start, and they call a foul on a reach-in after Morris got the rebound. See if that puts Newark into the double bonus, and it will. So after a second quarter where only two fouls were called, this quarter both teams in the double bonus with a minute 21 to play. 36-16 Newark. Morris at the line, 3 points, hitting a trifecta in that second quarter. Braylon, first shot good. You had to wonder about this team with Braylon not being able to go for the first four or five games, and it really, I think, opened the eyes with some of these guys having now more offensive confidence, and now with him back in the rotation, just makes it a lot more dangerous offensive unit. And Braylon was able to see on the sidelines what some players could do, what their strengths were, and he's going to be running the point as well as Ty Gilbert and Tyron Brooks. So I think it was a great experience, and they did quite well without him. Now they'll do better with him. He hits both foul shots, and at the one-minute mark, it's 38-16, and that's the first basket of the third quarter, and it was made by Ja'Kai Jefferson, and the lead at 20. So they've had 5 points in this third quarter, three foul shots and one basket. Smith has it across the timeline at 42 seconds. Morris spins away, nice move. Smith launches a three, short, rebound Spartans. 38-18, Newark. And Josiah Jefferson gets a basket, so he's got five in this third quarter. Pressure, Wimbush, off it goes to Morris. Braylon with 20 seconds in the paint, in trouble, nids it to Wimbush on the right wing. They'll reset and play for one here at 11 seconds and the lead at 38-20. Brooks, right wing, back up top, Morris, 5 seconds. Braylon takes it into the paint. Haynes, layup, no good. Royster, oh, at the buzzer, doesn't go. But a good quarter for the Cats. They lead at 38-20. One quarter to go. You're listening to Newark Basketball on Kate 98.7.
What was that?
That was the garage door spring snapping.
Oh, no. I won't be able to get my car out. Who should we call?
Central Ohio Garage Door. I hear they just got voted 2024 Best of Lincoln County for Garage Door Companies. They're locally owned and operated, so they'll get here quick.
Through December 31st, get 25% off the winter tune-up and prevent unforeseen repairs. Visit online at CentralOhioGarageDoor.com. Central Ohio Garage Door, your local garage door experts.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Back to the hardwood, it's high school basketball on Kate 98.7. Brought to you by Par Excellence STEM Academy, Houston Plumbing and Heating, and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems.
Cats get the ball to start this fourth quarter, up by 18, 38-20. They've extended their lead every quarter by 6 after 1, 10 after 2, and now 18 headed to the final frame. Peterson, Rose, Quackenbush, Brooks, and Gilbert. Peterson takes it in. Shot no good, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for a couple. So against Richmond Heights on Sunday, the winning score for Newark was 41. And they've already got 38 here after three. Peterson at the line. He just made a couple in the third quarter from there. 6 points for the sophomore. And we're ready for two shots here.
Colton lines up the first. Good. So he's got seven. Largest lead has been 21. And Peterson trying to take it back to 20 here, 15 seconds into the fourth quarter. Second foul shot, hard off the back iron, and the rebound controlled by the Spartans. So it's 39-20. Newark with a comfortable lead. 7.5 in this final quarter. Ja'Kai Jefferson takes it into the paint, runs right into Quackenbush. And I guess they're just not going to call offensive fouls with the Newark defending. Totally initiated the contact. Again, I thought Jake was there. But the referee saw it different. That'll be the third foul on Jake. Baseline out of bounds for the Spartans. Here's a three on the way. Way short. Rebound Austin Rose. Rose will give it off to Gilbert across the timeline. Jake hounded, but gives it off to Brooks. Now facing a double team. Back to Gilbert. And this is where the Cats spread you out. Quackenbush has it near half court. Right wing Gilbert. This is how they burned Richmond Heights for a couple of backdoor plays. Brooks has it into the paint. Nice scoop. And he will go to the line for two. So Brooks back to the line. He's got 8 points. And a couple of those have come from the charity stripe. 39-20. Newark trying for their seventh consecutive win. And it'll be an interesting one tomorrow against the Massillon Tigers. They won by 20 over Berlin, and they pressed from start to finish. And they've got some athletes. There were at least four dunks in that game by the Tigers. Can shoot the ball decently from outside as well. And they go about 8 and 9 deep. So it will be a tempo game. And we'll see if fatigue plays a factor as well. Berlin got close a few times to 3 and 4 points, but the athleticism of the Spartans just was too much. Out of bounds, it will stay with the Spartans. That game tomorrow, as long as the Cats hold on here and they're up by 21, will be at 3:30 here at Gary Walters Court. Spartans still with the basketball, looking inside, and the shot is good. Shot made by Preston Edwards. He's now got 6, 41-22 Newark. Gilbert. Now, this press by the Spartans has really not caused the Cats too much trouble. It will be a little bit more difficult tomorrow. Maslin plays it a little bit better. Peterson over to Quackenbush. Now Gilbert. Here's a double team. Now Rose comes to get it, and Brooks left wing will reset. Ty Braun brings it out near half court. Right wing Peterson. Colton always looking to drive, always trying to get the defense on their heels. Gilbert has it up top to Rose. Now Quackenbush, right wing, 5:55, fourth quarter. Looking inside to Rose, that pass knocked away, and the Spartans get it. Edwards across the timeline, Quackenbush knocks away his pass. It goes back to Edwards, his shot no good, and the rebound by Peterson. Second time tonight, Quackenbush has deflected a pass that probably prevented an easy two. Peterson to Quackenbush. Swings it to Brooks, using his athleticism to stop that from going out of bounds. Now Jake near half court. Peterson on the left wing. Now Quackenbush. 41-22, Cats by 19. 5:20 left in this fourth quarter. Quackenbush saves it from going out of bounds, and it finds Brooks underneath, off the glass, and one. It wasn't pretty, but it was efficient. So Brooks gets the hoop and the harm, looking to complete the three-point play. And he is now in double figures with 10. And the Cats up by 21 once again, 43-22. Ty Braun trying to give Newark their biggest lead of the evening. Lines up the foul shot on the way. Got it. 44-22, Cats doubling up the Spartans. And Brooks now with 11 points.
Steady player for Newark. Steady, steady player. Jefferson and Edwards play catch for the Spartans across the timeline. Josiah has it right now. Morse guarding him. Swings it to Edwards. Now here's a baseline three on the way, and that one is up and in. And making that three-pointer is Orion Porter, his first of the evening. And the lead at 19. Morris breaks free. Hammer time! Braylon Morris with the dunk, and it's back to 21 at 46-25. And a block once again on the Spartans. Foul on Braylon. Be his third. So Braylon was able to throw the hammer down at the end of the Pitt Central game and wham with the right hand here in the fourth quarter. The senior committed to Hillsdale College to play hoops. Here's Porter for a three, and they're going to say yep and one. So back-to-back trays for Orion Porter. And a chance to have a four-point play. 46-28. Newark by 18. Wimbush in and Rose will sit. 4:23. And what you would like to do right now is conserve as much energy as you can, knowing that you're going to play in less than 24 hours. Porter hits the foul shot, so he's got seven all in this fourth quarter. On 1-3 and then 1-4-point play. But the Spartans are going to make you work as they are still pressing, and the Cats do commit a turnover on a cross-court pass that was too high for Quackenbush, much to the chagrin of Coach Quackenbush. 46-29, Newark by 17. Spartans trying to make one final push. Heat check for Porter. Falls down that time with an air ball. He was trying to get the foul call. Doesn't work that time. Out of bounds back to Newark. Quackenbush. In it goes to Morris. Little diamond press here for the Spartans. Now they back off just man-to-man. Morris across the timeline. To Quackenbush. Double team. Gives it off to Gilbert. Tie breaks away. Swings it to Peterson. Baseline. Now to Morris, and they'll reset. Under four left in this game. Gilbert, wide open three. Yep, too easy. Good ball movement. Gilbert now with 11, 49-29, and right back up to 20. Spartans launch another three, way short. Gilbert gets the rebound, and the Cats a three on two. Tie, oh, behind the back and in for two. A little pastry action, and it's 51-29. Cats by 22 once again. At 3:13 left. Boy, he has made tremendous strides. You can say to just about everybody on this team right now of how much they've improved offensively. Josiah Jefferson drives baseline, puts it up, and a blocking foul. 3:01 remains, 51-29. Cats lead it. You're listening to Newark Basketball on K98.7.
This is your place. It's like they read your mind when they built it. It's the bar you'd make if you could make a bar. It's the food you'd serve if you could cook. This is Red Oak Pub, locally sourced char-grilled burgers. That was your idea. Meatloaf in a panini? How'd they find out about that? Well, once you walk through their doors, you'll wonder what took you so long. Red Oak Pub, great atmosphere, delicious food, terrific people. This is your place. They just take care of it for you. Goose Pond Road, Newark.
It's high school basketball on K98.7. Brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licky Memorial Health Systems.
Back here at the Jimmy, Newark comfortably in command, 51-29 with 3 minutes to play. Josiah Jefferson hits another foul shot after the blocking foul on Peterson, who is a little ginger. They're just not calling the offensive foul on those drives by the Spartans. Of course, Toledo, pretty good basketball history. Some tremendous teams, probably the highlight, the 89 and 90 teams of Toledo Mayhomer, 1989, led by a future Ohio State great, J.J., Jimmy Jackson, and then Toledo Scott, then came back and won the state title in 1990. But Toledo St. John's also a very good program, Toledo Whitmer as well. They do play hoops in the Glass City, no question about that. But tonight, they're facing the defensive gauntlet of the Newark Wildcats, and they trail by 20 at 51-31. Peterson takes it up strong, no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go back to the line for two. So, Peterson, who is a little sore right now, he took a hard fall on that potential charge call that went against him on the block. I don't think it's anything serious. He's obviously stayed in the game just a little banged up. But he's as hard-nosed as they come. He hits the first foul shot. So he's got a chance to hit double figures if he can nail this charity toss. 52 for Newark, 31 for Toledo start. Peterson's second foul shot, no good. So the lead remains at 21. 2.5 to play. And a three on the way, and once again, it's Porter. So he has three threes in this fourth quarter, 10 points overall. Maybe they should have looked at him a little bit earlier in this contest. 52-34, Peterson looks to take it in. Now he'll bring it back out to Gilbert. Now to Quackenbush. Jake, bounce pass to Morris, right wing, and the Cats will be patient here as we come up on 2 minutes to play, fourth quarter, and an 18-point lead, and the patience leads to points as Quackenbush posted up inside. He gets an easy deuce, and it's back to 20 with a minute 45 to play. Josiah launches a contested three, off the mark, no good. Peterson skies for the board, off to Gilbert. Across the timeline, Wimbush, lob for Morris. Not a great lob. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats, and I think we're going to have, yep, we're going to have five players checking in for Newark, so the starters can get a little bit of a break, which is good to see. Bodie Smith is in. Zach Meister is in. Branson DeWalt is in. Braden Kobe. And DeWalt gets a layup right off the glass. Simple as that. And Royster is in as well for the final minute and 15 seconds. 56-34. And Stark throws the ball out of bounds. It'll go back to Newark with 1:20 left. So Newark 7-1 after this victory tonight with seven consecutive victories. Just continuing to get it done, be it here at home, on the road, a neutral site. Don't matter. They're playing where they need to play. Smith's shot is blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats at 1:13 to play. But like I said, it'll be a good test tomorrow against the Tigers. So if you can come out and support Newark tomorrow, both the girls and the boys trying to both get championships. The girls play at 12:30 against Perrysburg, and the boys 3:30 against Massillon, Washington, to wrap up this year's edition of the Newark Holiday Classic. DeWalt, triple-teamed, throws it back, knocked away. Roby's able to get it, and the Cats will reset at 55 seconds. Inside, DeWalt puts it up and in. He could be something. He's definitely gotten a lot better, and he's still working on his game. But with his height, look out. He will get the rebound right there. There are some Newark fans drooling about the potential with him. He's got the right coach as well to help with that. Found the backcourt for the Spartans as we are down to 34 seconds remaining. And that will put Newark in the double bonus. And going to the line will be freshman Zach Meister. Yes, brother of Steele Meister. Steele now at the University of Findlay, playing hoops. And Zach gets into the scoring column, nailing the foul shot. That's something Newark has done very well since game two, is shoot the foul shots when they need to. And he hits both of them. And it's 60-34. as we are under 30 seconds to play here in this ball game. So the girls win by 30 and the boys up by 26. And it looks like the Spartans, not sure if they're going to play it out or try one more possession here to score. DeWalt playing really good defense. And we're down to 8 seconds. See if a shot goes up here. It does. And it is good. And that will be it for the ball game. Final shot goes to Jaden Wells. He nails it. But way too little, way too late. Impressive win again for the Cats. Victory number 7 in a row and 1,725 in the school's program. 60-36, the final. Newark wins it. We'll wrap it up after this timeout as you're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
At Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling, our priority is to give you the best quality service for the lowest prices. I'm Kristen, and our customer service is not only awesome,
it's Shawsome!
Be proactive. Take care of your furnace now so it will take care of you when you need it. Call us today for a preventative maintenance visit and experience the Bryant Factory Authorized Dealer difference because we believe in doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. We're online at shawmech.com.
It's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lukart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, NATE certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lukart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lukartheating.com.
Hey, basketball fans! As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy help instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to help ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in student-athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today at parexcellenceacademy.org.
Now back to the game. It's high school basketball, presented by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Another victory for the Newark Wildcats this evening here at the Jimmy, taking care of Toledo's start 60-36. Second straight game they've held an opponent to 36 points, and they went from 41 on Sunday up to 19, shooting the ball much better, and also, as it's been a consistent theme all season long, doing what they need to do rebounding the basketball offensively and defensively. Very few second chance opportunities for the Spartans, and the Cats did have second chance opportunities, which led to baskets. So really a good, solid performance. Hopefully the Lades will be good for tomorrow when they play in the championship game of the Newark Holiday Classic, but they start real solid tonight with a win over the Spartans. Led by Ty Gilbert, 13 points, 11 each for Tyron Brooks and Jade Quackenbush. 9 for Colton Peterson, 8 for Braylon Morris, 4 for Branson DuWalt off the bench, 2 for Kalen Winbush, and 2 for Zach Meister as well. They led basically start to finish, led at the end of every quarter, expanded that lead, and now get ready to take on the Massillon Washington Tigers tomorrow. So here's the lineup for the Newark Holiday Classic. If you can come out and support both the Lady and Boys Cats as well as the other teams tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m., the consolation game between Ryle, Kentucky, and the Lakewood Ranchers from up north of Cleveland. Again, that game at 11. Then the Newark Lady Wildcats playing the championship at 12:30 as they take on Perrysburg. Again, the Lady Cats victorious today over Lakewood 65-35. Then the boys will hit the hardwood at 2 o'clock, the consolation game between Toledo Start and Olentangy Berlin. And then it'll be the Boys Cats trying to capture the championship in a good one against Massillon Washington with a tip-off at approximately 3:30. So come out and root the Wildcats here at the Jimmy to hopefully two more victories after what we saw here this evening. Well, folks, we don't get this done without our help back at the studio, and I want to praise CJ, who taking time out of his holiday season to be the man on Sunday, taking care of things tonight. He's a rookie, but he's playing like an all-star and getting it done. So I really do appreciate him back at the studio. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your work. And for all of you, if we don't talk before the New Year's, have a great and happy and very safe New Year's Eve, and then a joyous start to 2025. The Cats are headed in that direction. Hopefully two more wins tomorrow for both the girls and boys program. Again, your final tonight with the boys team, victorious over Toledo Start, 60-36. This is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everybody. You're listening to the exclusive home of Newark Wildcat Basketball, Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Basketball on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Elliott Heating and Cooling, Al's Meat Market, Central Ohio Garage Door, Elliott's Wood Fired Kitchen and Red Oak Pub, Lucard Heating and Cooling, Krager Tire, Buckeye Valley Equipment, The Toy Store, and Shaw Mechanical Heating and Cooling.